Welcome, boys and girls, to the Halloween episode of The Hidden Palace with Skyblaze. Don't be scared now. It's all just a dream. Or is it?
Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Skyblaze, and this is The Hidden Palace here on Radio Sega, a special spooky edition. Okay, I'm not sure if this is actually working, but we'll see what we can do. So it's probably still on a fairly significant delay, so I don't know what's currently going on. Let me check my settings. Okay. Eclipse is saying, well, this is definitely different. Yes, it is. New spooky ident for a spooky season. Thanks to Rexy for awesome work on Sega Mixer Drive, as always. And welcome to the 2019 Halloween special, where we're looking at some horror games that were either made by Sega or for Sega consoles. Now, starting all the way back on the Master System, we have Ghost House, which is a side-scroller brought out in 1984, only a year after I was born, good grief, where you play as Mick, a young vampire hunter, as he tries to defeat five vampires within a mansion where the game is set. As you progress, you'll face off against various monsters, such as ghosts, blobs, and bats, as they try and stop you from locating a key, which will open the vampire coffin found within each level. As you punch and jump on your enemies, you'll collect treasures, which will do things like restore your health and help you in fight against the forces of darkness you come across. You can also find a sword, which will provide a much appreciated damage increase. In addition, you can hit lights in the ceiling, which will light up the mansion, causing all enemies on screen to freeze for a few seconds, which is great because then you have opportunity to pummel the vampires mercilessly. Now, there is only one track from this soundtrack which is more than about 10 seconds long. So I'm going to play that, so you'll have to put up with it. But first of all, from the Ghostbusters version of Ghostbusters, which is on the Mega Drive, we have the main theme. So from Ghostbusters, we've got the main theme, and after that, Ghost House. So enjoy those, and I'll speak to you guys again after the music break. Back to my normal talk bed, because I didn't want to use that Sonic CD one throughout the entire show. But yes, that was Ghost House House, and before that, Ghostbusters on the Mega Drive, the main theme. So, still staying with Ghost House for a little bit longer. As an added bonus, Tectoy made their own version of Ghost House in 1990. And that was in Brazil, obviously, where it was called Chapolin X Dracula, Un Duelo Assustador. Which roughly translates to Chapolin X Dracula, A Scary Duel. While the majority of the game remains pretty much the same, the main character of Mick is replaced by El Chapolin, a character from a Mexican comedy show which parodied superhero shows back in the 1970s. This character is very popular in Brazil, so Mick's sprite was changed to look like Chapolin in his red hooded bodysuit, yellow shorts and bug antennae. And the sword is changed to Chapolin's trademark hammer, the Chipote Chilon. No, I don't know either. I guess if that was their thing, that's fine. Doan's saying there was an event in Sheffield today called Out of This World, and there was a whole bunch of like sci-fi and fantasy and horror characters and stalls and events going on throughout the city centre. And in fact, there got some people doing really, really impressive cosplay as Ghostbusters were there, with a Ecto-1 car and a blow-up Stave Puft Marshmallow Man, which was like 20 feet tall. It was quite terrifying. But yeah, that was pretty cool. There was also a DeLorean there and some of the Transformers cars. That was so yeah, that was nice. I didn't stay for all that long because it was quite cold, but. Sheffield at the end of October, of course it's going to be cold. Let's have some more music then. This one is a request from Electric Boogaloo. So from the game Toriko, also known as Lunacy, this is Escape. And then after that we've got an OC remix of a track from Castlevania Bloodlines. This is Satanic Spire by Gario. So hope you enjoy those, and I'll speak to you guys again after the break. Thank you. And we are back. And that was Toriko, aka Lunacy, Escape. That was requested by Electric Boogaloo. And after that we had Castlevania Bloodlines Satanic Spire, an OC remix by Gario. Now then, moving on to the Mega Drive, we have Haunting, starring Poltergeist. Yeah, you heard that right. This was released in 1993, where you play as Poltergeist, a rebellious dead teenager who was killed due to an accident with the faulty skateboards, which were manufactured by Vito Sardini, an Italian businessman. Your job in the game is to scare the living daylights out of Vito and his family and make them flee their house in terror. How exactly this helps the situation isn't really explained, but alright then. The game is set in an isometric three-quarters perspective, and you have to interact with various items in the house to trigger something to scare one of the Sardini family. These items are called Frightums. Did you fail at thinking of a good name there, developers? I guess you did. These come in three different colours to signify different ways in which they trigger. Blue ones will happen once someone gets near it, once you've activated it. Orange ones rely on you activating it manually. And green ones allow you to take control of the object itself, such as a vacuum cleaner, which you can use to chase after one of the family. As you scare each family member, they will eventually leave behind ectoplasm. Wait, aren't ghosts supposed to leave ectoplasm behind? Not people? I don't know. Well, the ectoplasm you will need to collect, as this is used to trigger various frightums. I still can't get over that name. If you use up all of your ectoplasm, then Poltergeist gets dragged into the underworld, where you will need to grab ectoplasm to make your way back to the exit and materialise back in the real world. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what the logic of this game is. Adon's saying, yeah, it's just revenge, I guess. Yeah, it probably is just revenge. Graphically, it wasn't terribly impressive, and I couldn't find any of the music from it. But never mind. So yeah, it's not the best game ever made for the Mega Drive, let's put it that way. But it does fit in with the theme of this evening. And it's not quite terrible enough to go in one of my terrible games shows. I might do another one of those before the end of the year, what do you guys think? I'm still lacking a topic for next week, so answers on a postcard. Or just in Discord, that works too. Okay, so let's have some more music. So from Ghouls and Ghosts, this is another OC remix, but from Ghouls and Ghosts, this is Poltergeist Mix. Haha, Poltergeist, do you see what I did there? And then we've got another request, this time from Nicholas Haman. And this is from Kraken DJ. Yeah, I know, not exactly something you'd tend to associate with horror. But this one is called Dub's Prototype, and it's actually got some quite unsettling elements in it. So have a listen, tell me what you think, and we'll continue after the music break. Thank you.
best Sega music, live shows, and the chance to request your favourites. This is RadioSega.net.
We are back. And that was from Kraken DJ, Dub's Prototype Mix. That was requested by Nicholas Aman, who unfortunately has just had to go to bed. So, good night, Nicholas. I'm sorry if you missed your request. Before that, we had from Ghouls and Ghosts, Poltergeist Mix. That was from our friends over at OC Remix, and that was from an artist called Binster. Now then, moving on to the Saturn era. And we start to come across some more well-known horror staples like Resident Evil, House of the Dead, and Alone in the Dark. But going a little bit more obscure, we've got a game called Deep Fear, which is a survival horror game set 300 meters below the Pacific Ocean. In the game, you play as John Mayer, an ex-Navy SEAL who is working at a research facility known as The Big Table. Not a terribly creative name, but alright then. In this game, you must fight against mutated creatures which are caused by the effects of cosmic radiation, which the Big Table were experimenting with in hopes of allowing humankind to travel into deep space. Sadly, the cosmic radiation had an unexpected reaction with common bacteria, causing the monsters you end up fighting. The major weakness of these monsters is that they cannot survive in oxygen-rich environments. So as you progress through the game, you'll find yourself also fighting to restore oxygen in various sections of the Big Table. The problem is, however, that these actions, such as firing your gun, will lower a room's oxygen level, and lowering it too much can lead to John dying from asphyxiation. Many reviewers of the game considered it a Resident Evil clone, which while in respects it kind of is, it did offer a few new mechanics, which would give you a much different experience to Resident Evil. Such as, while you may not be limited in the amount of ammo available for your guns, you would be limited to some degree by your ability to breathe, so avoiding confrontations would be better than going in all guns blazing. One other similarity Deep Fear has to Resident Evil is the stellar voice acting, which is about as clunky as what you'd find in the first Resident Evil game. And let's be honest, a lot of early voice-acted games did have this problem. But other than that, it actually sounds pretty interesting, and the graphics were okay, especially considering that the Saturn had a bit of a problem when it came to 3D rendering. Is there anything going on in the chat? Not at the moment. Oh well, never mind. Yeah, I'm trying to do my own social media posts today, because a lot of people are quite busy. I'm not as good at it as Twinny or Viper or even Rexy, but I try. Electro Boogaloo has helpfully just put up a YouTube video for a playthrough of Deep Fear. And yeah, it actually does look pretty good. Certainly comparable with a lot of other survival horrors of the time, if you can get over the dodgy voice acting. And yeah, the first Resident Evil, the first Fatal Frame, a lot of them had quite dubious voice acting, let's be honest. Not that it made them bad games, it just, you had to kind of get over that hurdle, the fact that some of the acting was not great. Alright then, let's have some more music. So, from Deep Fear. Deep Fear actually has quite a nice ambient soundtrack. It's quite unsettling in places. If you're after some spooky background music, I recommend checking it out, because it's probably one of those that people won't recognise and will probably be a bit more spooked because of it. So, Deep Sea from Deep Fear. And then from Splatterhouse 3, we've got Call of the Mask, which I think is another OC remix. Yes, it is. That's from Beckett 007. So I hope you enjoy those. And I'll be back after the musical break for Chiptune Corner. So enjoy those, and I'll speak to you again after the music break.
Shadow the Hedgehog, the ultimate life form, and you are listening to The Hidden Palace on Radio Sega.
Thank you.
we are back. And that was Splatterhouse 3 Call of the Mask, OC Remix from Beckett 007. And before that, we had Deep Fear, Deep Sea, both of which are excellent spooky tracks, so I hope you enjoyed those. Now then, now for Chiptune Corner. As I've been squeeing about for weeks now, and I'm sure you guys are very bored of hearing it, but last night I did get to see an awesome performance from several extremely talented chiptune artists. This included Bitshifter and Panpadu, and a few other local performers, Bitshifter being from New York and Panpadu obviously being from France. Now, the opening act was a musician from Manchester called Kojin, who has just released his first album, which is called Further to Fall. I picked up a copy of it at the gig, and a portion of sales of the album goes towards mental health charity Mind, partially because the themes of the album involve the artist's mental health and their struggles with it. So, I would like to play for you one of the tracks from his album Further to Fall, and this track is called Contempt. I will post in the Discord channel a link to his Bandcamp page. I think it's a Bandcamp page he shares with somebody else, but yeah, his first album is called Further to Fall. It's very, very good. I highly recommend it. So here is Contempt from Further to Fall. And we are back. And that was Contempt by Kojin from his debut album, Further to Fall. Yeah, please check that one out, because I thought it was absolutely brilliant. And he did a really, really good set. He was the opening act, and that's always really hard to do, but he pulled it off really well. So, thanks to everybody for tuning in for this spooky, scary edition of The Hidden Palace. I hope you enjoyed it, and thanks to everybody who's been in the Discord chat today. So we've had Eclipse, Electric Boogaloo, Dan, who else have we had? I know we had Nicholas Aman earlier and he had to go to bed. I think Brit Ghoul's still around, or Brit Gamer, whatever they're currently called. Rexy might still be around, I think. But yeah, anybody who's all like lurking around or listening and not participating in the chat, that's fine. I'm not really sure what I'm going to cover next week, so be sure to get your suggestions in to me. You can contact me through Twitter, where I am at Blazing Skies, or you can reach me through the Radio Sega Facebook or official Radio Sega Twitter. Or you can find me on the Radio Sega Discord, currently listed on there as Skullblaze, but usually I'm Skyblaze. So, be sure to get your suggestions in for what you would like me to cover as a topic next. Now, for the final track of the evening, I am going to break station rules a little bit, and I'm going to feature something definitely not from Sega, but still fitting in with the spooky theme. Electric Boogaloo and Eclipse are saying that the track from Kojin, the Contempt track, was a really good song. Yeah, I thought so too. We are on a massive delay at the moment because we've been having some server issues. So, that's been fun. So, fitting in with tonight's spooky theme, we've got a classic take on the Pokemon track Lavender Town, which of course is associated with several creepypastas. So thank you everybody for listening. I've been Skyblaze, and this has been The Hidden Palace here on Radio Sega. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. So I'm going to leave you with another OC remix track. This is from the Oricalcon, and it's Clairvoyant Energy, a remix of the Lavender Town music from Pokemon Red. Thank you, everybody. Take care. Good night, and stay spooky.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.